walk over here was fabulous. Everyone was staring and gawking at me like I was a princess.
Well, naturally. Sit down, Dawn. We all know you're beautiful. It just takes the stupid little world a little longer to catch on. Always has.
And don't forget the influence of that medicine we gave you. Eyeliner taken internally heightens one's beauty awareness.
Oh, believe me, I realize that now. Why, I had never felt complete until I experienced an eyeliner rush.
We've been on this stuff for months. Doctors and other simpletons may frown upon it, but we beauty czars know what is good for the blood.
Would you like to shoot some more? I had some orally earlier.
Oh, no thanks, Donna. I'm still up on it now.
Would you care for an hors d'oeuvre, then?
Eat one. They're really quite tasty.
Oh, little mascara brushes.
Yummy, huh?
Yes, delicious.
Sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière.
It's 2015, it's time for your new you. And how are you going to do it? Other than spending lots and lots of money, getting stuff strapped on, injected, implanted, the works. We're here to talk about plastic surgery, why we're 110% completely for it. We're tip, tap, dip.
I'm not for it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Speak for yourself. Hello, hello. So our topic for the show today, if you have not guessed, is plastic surgery.
That's right. Maybe I had a bit of a miss. Maybe I spoke too soon. 110%. I'm thinking maybe 105% is probably more accurate.
But you can't say just that we are for this.
Okay.
Because you didn't even ask me before you said that.
Eric is 110%.
Thank you.
Rochelle, like 97.
No.
What?
No, don't speak for me. I'm gonna start bitch smacking your face, and then you're going to have to get plastic surgery to get rid of all those scars.
That's all it takes?
Yeah.
All right. I'll just lean back and close my eyes and you tell me when.
See, if I hit you hard enough, you won't even have to do injections.
Oh yeah, I'll just swell up like a
peach.
Like a peach. It is a topic which is in the news.
Always.
Yeah, like you know, you seem to pick up any magazine, it's like which celebrity has done what to their body, and they show before and after pictures, etc., etc.
But I think it's also becoming a trend now for celebrities to say, hey, you know what? I've done nothing.
Which celebrities?
But I have to question, what is plastic surgery? Because I thought that injections and stuff like that would be plastic surgery. So if you get, you know, the fat injected into your face, or the, what's the stuff injected into your
collagen.
Lips? Collagen into your lips.
Yeah.
Or a brow lift or whatever. Like in my books, that's considered, I guess it's not plastic surgery, right?
Well, you watched.
But I always kind of like lumped all those things all together.
Yeah, because you watched a show recently on our wonderful cable access channel, Shaw. Here, and they,
you can see some great stuff on that channel.
Oh, let me tell you,
why? It's just people volunteering.
Yeah, let me tell you, I was watching some of that in the middle of the night last night when our son was not sleeping. I watched that Star Wisdom show with Jenny, the psychic lady or whatever.
Oh yeah, the psychic lady is awesome.
Yeah,
she's so good. She's so wise.
Oh yeah, yeah, she's fantastic. She, but anyways,
phone in sometime.
Pardon?
I'm gonna phone in there sometime.
Why don't you do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
But anyways, you watch a show on this channel And it feature, like, I didn't watch it, so maybe how about you set it up?
Now that I think about it, it might have been a really long commercial, like an infomercial.
Okay.
Because I couldn't see, when I looked on the website for the show, there was no listing of a show about that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it was just a long infomercial. It's for this place in Calgary where you can get everything but plastic surgery done. So you get hair, laser hair removal, all kinds of like skin corrections. So if you have acne or scarring,
yeah.
Or even like your C-sections, they just put this crazy laser beam thing on it and zap your scars away. And that's then you'll pretty, be perfect.
That is pretty futuristic.
And it is pretty futuristic. But you think about how much money you're spending on it. It's like thousands and thousands of dollars. And all this lady is doing is standing there holding this like zapping machine on your skin.
Rochelle, I've got an idea.
What?
How about this? Instead of getting a house to live in that we don't rent, how about we spend that money to make ourselves awesome?
I don't want to be part plastic, though, because then you, I don't think that you'll actually biodegrade when you die. And that's gross.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with those.
So, like, in the, you know, people will dig you up and they'll find plastic tits and bones.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd imagine, be so gross.
Imagine you are an alien species.
Yeah.
The human race has ceased to exist for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And they're investigating what is going on, and they find, you know, a skeleton, a female skeleton, with these still intact sacks of, what is it? What do they put in there? Like,
I don't know what they put in anymore.
And they go, what a
silicone.
Silicone.
Is it silicone?
And,
yeah.
And they go, and these aliens are trying to figure out exactly what our race was up. Because it would seem completely bonkers to any other sort of alien race.
Yeah, that you would put some artificial material into your organic body.
Now, when I was watching the commercial online for that Faces clinic you were talking about, one thing actually I didn't realize was a thing was permanent makeup. Now,
oh, that's been a thing for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what, like tattooed on eyebrows?
Yeah. I used to work with a lady who had it done because how did she get done? Okay. So she got done her eyebrows because her eyebrow hairs were really sparse. Mm-hmm. So every day she would have to draw on her eyebrows.
Yeah.
And then she thought, well, might as well just get it permanently drawn on my face. And then she doesn't have to do anything. And then she also got permanent, it's like tattoos, right?
Yeah.
She got eyeliner tattooed around her eyes.
Okay.
Like really, really, really light.
Yeah.
So she never has to put eyeliner on. And then she also got her lips lined.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But it's natural. Like you can't see it if she's not wearing, like, if she's not wearing lipstick, it's not like you see like this line around her lips.
Okay.
But it kind of like defines them more. And it's almost close to her natural lip color.
Okay.
So then when she wakes up,
she's ready to rock. She just throws on some mascara.
Throws on some mascara, some foundation, ready to go. Yeah.
Cool.
Probably cost a lot though.
Yeah, that would be, and you'd probably want to go to the right place. You wouldn't want to go to like a tattoo parlor and go, and you know, cause they'd probably just draw like a scorpion on your forehead or something. Yeah.
But if you are one of those ladies who's drawing on their eyebrows every single day, you know, and then you turn 30 in your 30s and you're like, oh, still drawing on my eyebrows, still doing this shit every day.
I remember that was a thing.
I can see it.
I remember that was a thing. I used to date somebody who used to draw on their eyebrows every day. And I think it might have been, it was just the trend at the time, or maybe it was just, I think it was like part of
it's
that.
It's kind of a 90s trend.
It was a 90s trend. So.
And all the 90s trends are coming back.
Well,
so there's more ladies doing it now.
Well, but think about not like this is going to be the tip-tap-tip eyebrow show, but from what little I know about women's fashion, there's trends with eyebrows, right? Like eyebrow thicknesses, right? Like, you know,
yeah.
And that can vary from decade to decade, right? You know, you have...
Isn't that so silly?
Yeah.
When you think about it, it's like... you know, what I saw when I was going to hair school is a lot of the senior citizens who were coming in, they went through that period in the probably like the 30s or the 40s, where it was the trend to shave off your eyebrows.
Completely.
Completely. And then just draw them on higher and just like little circles, right?
So they always look surprised.
So they're, yeah. So they're just little arches.
Okay.
And because they kept shaving them off or waxing them off, these ladies didn't have any eyebrows left.
Well, it
just never grew back after a while.
Well, I guess it doesn't, right? If you keep on doing that.
Yeah.
But here's one thing I found interesting. You know, the whole thing with selfies, which when I say the word, a little bit of my soul dies inside every time I say the word selfie, because it's just like so... But anyways, because those self-portraits taken on your phone have become so popular in the last few years, it's resulted in an increased amount of people seeking plastic surgery in order to become the person who has the perfect self-portrait. It's weird.
I think that is really weird.
Yeah, a poll by the American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery found 1 in 3 surgeons have seen a rise in requests for procedures as a result of patients being more aware of their image on social media. Now, the whole, I think we're turning into a generation of narcissists because of this, because everyone is taking self-portraits all the time. In fact,
I'm sorry, but even before there were selfies and self-portraits and the internet, people have always cared about what they look like.
It's true.
It doesn't, like, I don't really think that, you know, this selfie thing is making people get more plastic surgery. I think plastic surgery is just becoming more common and more normal, average people are saving up and doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's Dr. Sam Risk, a Manhattan-based plastic surgeon, said there's been a 25% increase over the past year and a half to 2 years. That's very significant. They come in with their iPhones and show me pictures. Selfies are just going to be so crazy. He continues here, too many selfies indicate a self-obsession and a certain level of insecurity that most teenagers have. It makes it worse, he said. Now they can see themselves in 100 images a day on Facebook and Instagram. And then, as an example, Kim Kardashian was accused by her mother, Kris Jenner, of being obsessed for taking 1,200 selfies on a family trip to Thailand earlier this year. Really? So, there's one more reason to dislike that family. But... I think there definitely is a connection between the two. People, you know, there's people who take selfies in the silliest of situations, like, you know, like car crashes or
it's kind of just
or,
like
or totally inappropriate situations.
Yeah, I find it kind of silly because when you take a selfie, you're just
like, here I don't
know. I guess I just don't understand it. Like, yeah, sometimes. You know, I'll take a picture of myself for my profile picture or something like that. But I don't, you know, just upload selfies on Instagram all day and that's it.
No, it's like, here's me at Disneyland. Here's me at Auschwitz. Here's me at, you know, a plane crash. Like, who cares? Who cares? But apparently, you know... A lot of people do, and they are going to plastic surgery to make their selfies even more awesome. You know, it's all about those fake internet points that you get. Like.
Yeah, it makes you feel better about yourself, I guess.
Anyways.
if you have like a million likes.
Million likes. That's what I want for my birthday, Rochelle. I want
a million likes. Okay, I'll just keep hitting like on every single computer I find.
But sometimes plastic surgery can go a bit wrong. Now, for the benefit of our listeners, I will be putting a link up to this on our website because this is what happens when plastic surgery goes wrong. So we'll just play the clip and
A Korean beauty addicted to cosmetic surgery horribly disfigured her face after injecting cooking oil into her skin when plastic surgeons refused to continue treating her. Former model Hong Myoku underwent her first round of plastic surgery at age 28. She later moved to Japan to pursue her career, but developed a dangerous addiction to cosmetic silicone injections, which bloated her face. Concerned with the ugly results and a possible mental illness, doctors refused to keep treating her. Hong returned to Korea and bought silicone on the black market, injecting it herself. In desperation, she began injecting cooking oil, leaving her face grotesquely bloated. Hong was featured on Korean TV, and money from viewers poured in to pay for surgery to correct the damage. But after more than 10 operations, her parents still have trouble recognizing her, even calling her standing fan because of the freakish head which sits atop her tiny frame.
What?
That's subtle. Because of the freakish head which sits upon her tiny frame. Okay, I'm sure you probably could have chosen
a nicer way of saying that.
But what can I say? How would we? I don't know. This poor woman's face. She's a very pretty woman.
She was.
And I didn't really see any reason why she needed to do anything to her face. Is perfectly fine before, but just more injections. That's one thing I don't understand. Is she injected stuff into her face to make it bigger and more plump? I don't know. Maybe it's a cultural thing, a trend there that
we don't have here. But you know, I've seen people get into not plastic surgery, but in the salon, I've seen people fall into this pattern where they just keep thinking that if they just change this one thing, or if they just change their hair a little bit this way or just a little bit that way, things will be better. Or if they just, get their eyebrows waxed, things will be better. Or, you know, they come in once a month to get their hair colored. Mm-hmm. You know, they get like a little tiny bit of roots and they're like, oh my God, color it. You know, like people can go, you can definitely go overboard, like especially if you have that sort of personality where you just always need to be perfect and you just think that you just keep working on it, then you'll be more and more perfect. And you know, those are, well, you in the salon world, you just call those people high maintenance. But I think there's definitely some sort of mental problem with that too, because you're just...
But it all boils down to low self-esteem, really. And, you know...
Yeah, and but also, you know, just trying to be happy. You think that you're just going to be happier if you do this more stuff to yourself. Because I think that's what the media presents to women especially. Oh, and to men too.
Oh yeah.
To women and men, you know, and you know, if you do this, then you'll be so much happier and you'll have lots of friends and blah, blah, blah. And it's just all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
That's exactly it. Like, more recently, men are now falling into, I don't know if it's a trap, but there's definitely more men who are getting a plastic surgery.
I think it's just, marketing, right?
Yeah. Everybody wants to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger does not look very hot anymore. He looks like a gorilla.
Yeah, he's like 67, 68.
Yeah, but he's like really rough looking.
Yeah, he looks like his age. So.
No, but it's because he's so big. He's like hunched over.
Well, I don't know.
I saw a picture of him in a People magazine.
Okay.
See, and that's the reason why if you're famous, that's why you get plastic surgery, because you have all these other people looking at pictures of you.
The 10 hottest bikini bods for spring 2015. The 10 worst bikini bods.
Who do you think who is an older actress who's hasn't had any work done who just looks good? Jennifer Garner. She doesn't look like she's had anything. Reese Witherspoon doesn't look like she's done anything.
I don't know I don't even know which actresses have or have not.
You can tell. Like Melanie
Griffith?
Griffith?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Major work done.
I don't know.
Helen Mirren? I don't think she has anything done.
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyways. So,
that's good, though. It's good that there's a trend to not do that.
But let's see how guys are shaping up.
Getting that hard body without breaking a sweat or doing a single sit-up? Sound too good to be true? Well, a new plastic surgery procedure is promising to do just that. Joining us now, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Manny Alvarez.
Too good to be true, but it is true. There's a new procedure, which basically is a type of cosmetic surgery, body sculpting. A lot of surgeons are looking into this. And we have today a prominent surgeon, Dr. John Millar from, Denver, Colorado, who is pioneering a new technique for sculpting the body. Doctor, welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Dr. Alvarez.
So is this a quick fix? Because a lot of people tell me that maybe this is a quick fix, that it really has very little application in losing weight. What do you think?
I think in answer to that, it's not necessarily a quick fix, but what it does is it accentuates what patients are already doing. And a lot of patients currently are working out and not seeing the definition that they want to show via their workout.
But you know, aren't these some of these procedures risky? I mean, what's the complication rate in sort of exactly what do? You take fat from one part of the body and you put it in another part of the body?
Essentially, what we do with high-definition liposculpture is we define the anatomy, not just of the rectus muscles but or the six-pack, but pull in the topography, the entire torso, the obliques.
So, guys, if you're wanting to get a six-pack and you don't want to do all that pesky work, and you just want to go from like zero to Arnold Schwarzenegger, all you need is a lot of money and a surgeon who's willing to do it, and they will give you a six pack, even though.
What about scars and stuff, though? Don't you?
Oh, I'm sure these guys are pros. Afterwards? These guys know how to make it happen.
The serratus muscles.
Now,
contributions.
I got to tell you, most of the pictures that I see here are people that really have already a pretty average size body. Would this be correct. Applicable to somebody who was significantly obese?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So this is not a good effective way of reducing fat?
Absolutely not. It's a sculpting procedure. It's for definition, not weight reduction.
Now, how expensive is it?
The procedure starts at about $8,000, depending on the number of areas you
can. We can do this for show. We can totally do this. I want like 8 back abs.
Yeah, and then you start eating potato chips and pop and watching TV all the time.
And then you turn.
And then it just all goes away.
No, then like, you look like a Ninja Turtle, basically. Yep. So you still have that 6 back abs, even though your body's totally not.
And the rest of you just gained weight.
Yeah.
That's gross.
So anyways, this goes on for a bit. But guys.
This is so silly because it's really like the people who they're showing pictures of. Like they already look good. They already look good. It's like,
but like you said, you
just go get some spray tan or else draw a six pack on you with a Sharpie marker. Same deal. Who cares?
It's funny because, here's the thing.
Nobody looks like the guys from 300. Those are all special effects.
Okay, $8,000 is the price that he cited. I don't know how much personal trainers cost, but I'm sure you could.
No, but these people, he said, have already been working out.
They're obviously doing it wrong. They need a personal trainer. It's true. Like, you know, I think what it is
I don't know how much a personal trainer costs.
I think what it is people these days don't have as well. They
want a quick fix.
They want a quick fix. Their lives are filled with doing so many things, between work and between all the other obligations that they have, that they may only have like a limited amount of time in which to hit the gym. And they said, you know what? I want to look totally awesome.
But like right now,
and yeah. But I only have X amount of hours a week to go to the gym. This is not going to happen. Who do I call? Dr. Plastic Surgery, Mr. Ab Guy doing things.
Okay, having gone through surgery myself, I wouldn't recommend it. Like it really, that's a pretty serious thing. Mm-hmm. Like people are treating plastic surgery like it's not actually surgery.
Yeah. I have a question.
Remember that show where they turn those ladies totally different into totally different with ladies?
Oh yeah, The Swan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That show was so messed up.
That was crazy.
Oh my goodness. And like, I don't know, like the, you know, after they've gone through the surgery, they're just all wrapped up in gauze and just laying there all swollen and everything. And they probably took them so long to recover from that. They don't show that part. All they show is like the big reveal and
they look
how
completely
great
different.
They look. But, you know, 5 years or a year even after that, what do they look like?
Oh, yeah. Because...
Yeah. I think the best part about the show was the teeth restoration or reconstruction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, you got to upkeep that. But,
okay. So if you could permanently put the Batman suit on you forever.
What?
You know, the Batman suit, like the defined muscles and stuff.
Which Batman suit? From which movie?
From the Batman movie.
Well, they're all the suits are different. Like, you know, like.
The one with the muscles, like they all have muscles on it.
Yeah, they all have muscles.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Are we talking...
it doesn't matter which
Christian
one
Christian Bale Batman? We talking
It doesn't matter. It they all have the muscular Batman suit, Eric.
Okay, go ahead.
Right?
Continue.
Okay, if you could permanently have that fused onto your body as your new body, would you do it?
No.
Would you accidentally... melt the Batman suit to your body?
That would be weird, first of all. That'd be weird and creepy because I would have to go to work and then I'd have to put on, like, you know.
But then you just spray paint it skin color.
Oh, yeah, because that wouldn't be creepy and weird. That wouldn't be totally weirdly conspicuous. It's like, why do you have a Batman? Why do you have a skin colored Batman symbol on your chest? I'm like, just the way God made me, I guess.
No, but you would put a t-shirt on.
Okay.
You just never take your t-shirt off.
Yeah, never go to the beach, never nothing. It's like...
Yeah.
here's a question I want to throw out to our listeners here. If you had like no choice whatsoever on your part, had to get one piece of plastic surgery done to your body, what would that be?
info@tiptaptip.com.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to answer that question. I would probably get my chin defined.
Okay.
It's just a genetic thing.
Yep.
Where I don't have a chin very much. And you don't have a chin either.
I'm getting old.
Yeah, but people who get old who have, you know, some people have really, really defined chins.
Yeah.
You know, where there's like... Like if you measure from your chin to your esophagus, mine's only like an inch. Mine's only like an inch. Some people have like 3 inches of chin.
I just get like a chin implant.
They can like take my head off of my neck.
Okay.
And reposition it that my chin is more forward. And then also I would like to have the back part of my head stick out more.
Okay.
Because it helps better with hairstyles. It gives more volume.
Okay. Sure.
I've got a flat head.
Okay. So,
And one more thing. I'd like to be stretched out so I'm taller.
So you'd want to be like at least another half a foot?
That would make me... Yeah. I want to be like 6 feet tall.
Yeah. Because you're, what are you, like 4 or 5 right now? Or how tall?
Four?
I don't know. How tall are you?
Like
3'6"?
Shut up. That's like midget height.
I don't know. You're smaller than me.
No, I'm like 5-something.
Okay. So, all right, we'll stretch out. I can do it like medieval style, put you on a rack and just make that happen.
If you did that every day, would you eventually get longer?
Well, they have procedures.
Or would your arms just rip out?
No, they actually have medical procedures today. Where if somebody wants to be taller and they are not taller, they can essentially, and it is totally painful, and because essentially what they do and it is they break your arms and your legs, and they have metal devices which create a gap, and then your bones eventually fill in to fill the gap, and then they do that again and again.
Oh, that's brutal. Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, if you really, really, really want to be taller, I guess that's all you can really do, right?
Yeah. So if that's your thing.
You got to do it again. Okay. The other thing that I would do, and then it's your turn. The other thing I would do is I would get all of my insides taken out.
Yeah.
And then get like an 8-year-old's insides put in me, so that
what?
So that any, so I wouldn't have, I would have like fresh organs, like fresh new good organs,
the best organs.
Yeah, like no problems with these organs, right. No cholesterol, no gallbladder problems, just fresh new good.
Oh,
ones.
Like a complete transplant.
Yeah, like an overhaul. You know, like if you took your car in.
Okay, like a new engine.
Yeah, I just get fresh organs.
So wrapping this up.
What would you get? You have to say what you're going to get.
Oh, new engine. I don't know.
Would you get your hair lasered off your body so you always look like you're 16?
No, because that's weird. No, I like it the way it is. I know, I'm fine.
Would you get hair planted into your cheeks, yes, so you can get a full beard?
Actually, yes, I would. Yeah, that's
really?
One. Yeah. I'd have a beard transplant.
And maybe get your eyebrows lasered off and then put some nice, maybe get your eyebrows tattooed on?
No, I can handle that. That's, you know, it's a nuisance, but it's manageable.
Okay, so tell me, what else would you do?
That's it. That's it.
You wouldn't get butt implants?
No, my butt's awesome, man. You've seen it. You've seen me walk around in boxer briefs. You know
what if you want it bigger?
I don't need it bigger. It's rad.
Badonkadonk.
It's super wicked. Why would I need any better than perfect, right?
Would you get a 6-pack of abs done like that guy?
No. Because I want to do it.
You know what you should do, Eric? You should just get like a 6-pack of beer tattooed on your belly. That'd be funny.
Actually, somebody, I've seen that picture on the internet. Somebody actually did that. Yeah. So let's go to our final clip, just sort of wrapping up this subject here.
This one's fucked.
You would think that plastic surgery is only exclusive for humans, but apparently not.
ABC 2 News' Megan Pringle reports. All right, you might find this kind of hard to believe, but pet owners are actually paying big bucks for procedures on their dog or cat to make sure they have the right look. Now, sometimes it's purely cosmetic, but as ABC 2 News' Megan Pringle reports tonight, sometimes it can actually be covered by pet health insurance.
From pet braces to cosmetic eye replacements and tummy tucks to this Doberman Kaiser, who's now recovering from ear implant surgery for perfectly upright ears. Some pet owners are now putting their pets under the knife to give them a completely new look.
The cartilage has not stiffened all the way, so his ears did not stand up completely.
These mesh implants for ear lifts are some of the many new advancements that they're now seeing with pet plastic surgery.
This procedure should take maybe 30 minutes.
And the cosmetic changes are happening in and out of operating rooms. Look at these pictures that we found online of dogs with pierced ears and artsy tattoos, or even this ad for implants to help neutered pooches. It's something veterinarian Chris Byrne has already been asked about at his practice.
It actually is becoming more common for clients to pay for cosmetic surgeries.
Make no bones about it. Purely cosmetic procedures can be expensive, sometimes costing hundreds to thousands of dollars. Pet insurance doesn't typically cover something like this, and many vets, like Dr. Byrne, won't even do it.
I don't think it's worth putting them through the pain and the recovery and the risk for our perception of how they're supposed to look.
The American Veterinary Medical Association is also against performing surgery for only cosmetic reasons on pets, and the Humane Society of the United States doesn't like it either.
Sometimes people don't think very hard about the inherent risks that are involved in anesthesia for one of our pets.
But there are many cosmetic procedures that are done for health reasons, like this once extremely obese dog. Now, after he was adopted, he was put on a special diet, lost massive amounts of weight, and was left looking like this, his skin dragging on the ground.
Even when the fat is gone, the skin still stays extended out.
A recent tummy tuck surgery definitely changed things. If your pet has a bad bite, there's even orthodontists who will fix it. Dr. Byrne says before owners consider a cosmetic procedure, they should ask one question.
Are we improving the health and the life of that pet? And if we are, then we have justification to do it.
Dr. Heather Hughes made sure that Kaiser was healthy enough to undergo the procedure and chalks it all up to the owner preference, and she prefers the ears straight up.
It's really an owner preference and maybe a breed standard kind of thing.
Okay.
That was Megan Pringle.
And that is weird.
Yeah.
But I have heard that it's common.
People.
To do the ear thing.
For real? You've heard about this beforehand?
Yeah, I have heard about it. There's some sort of breed that they always do that with.
Oh.
But it looks funny. Like that person, like that dog, his ears are maybe 3 or 4 inches tall. And he's, they're making them stand upright. Like yeah. It's not normal.
No,
if they're little ears.
It's a bit strange. Yeah.
Like it looks like the dog is like scared.
Yeah.
Like Scooby-Doo, like, ah.
All right. It is that time again to catch up on what has been going on in the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, if you've never listened to the show before, we'll explain to you what that is. Rochelle.
Eurovision is a song contest in Europe. And now this year, including Australia for the first time ever, I'm not sure how many countries in total that
40-ish,
makes.
40-ish.
Yeah. Around 40. Every country has a contest within their country. And then the winner of that contest goes to the Eurovision contest. And then the Eurovision contest has semifinals and finals. They break it down to 24 usually.
Yep.
And the country who wins will host the next Eurovision contest. And that's pretty much it.
That's it.
Song is 3 minutes.
Exactly.
There is only a certain number of people allowed on the stage. And you can't vote for your own country is the only rule that they have.
Basically. Yeah, more or less. So we've been going through all the songs which have been making it to the contest so far, and there's still lots to talk about. So how about Rochelle, you have a look at
the ones that are remaining.
Yeah.
Have we listened to Iceland yet?
Yes, we have.
I think we have.
Yeah.
Where do we have a list where we're checking things off?
Yes. This is an updated
this
list
is
as
the
to
updated
which
list?
We have not talked to.
Okay.
Talked about. Sorry.
Why don't we do, to make it easier for ourselves, why don't we just go down the list? So we'll do Cyprus first.
Cyprus, let's have a listen. This is John
Karyanis.
And one thing I should have done.
Κυρίες και κύριοι, τη σημαία της Κύπρου στη σκηνή του 60ου διαγωνισμού τραγουδιού της Eurovision.
Let me skip ahead. And the guy sings. I'm the big winner. All right, let's sing. Okay.
Good editing, Eric.
I know. I'm
you
the
are a pro.
On the bat. On the ball.
Tonight the rain is falling. I'm feeling cold and I'm out of my mind without you. My head is spinning like a top. Back to the time we had a lot going on. Now my world lies shattered. How quickly life can change. I always did everything for you. I gave you my heart, you gave me yours too. Someone, but there's one thing I should have done. One day you think you have it all, the next you're staring at the wall in a dream. The road that once was paved with gold has turned a rusty shade of all the saddest colors in the world. Now my life's in tatters. How quickly it all can change. I always did everything for you. I gave you my heart, you gave me yours too. You make me feel I should have been there. I didn't do everything for you, but I tried so hard, and that's the truth. Ooh, you were really someone, but there's one thing I should have done. I nearly did everything for you, but I broke your heart. It's the one thing I should have done.
Thank you.
That was Cypress, John Karayannis with One Thing I Should Have Done. It's funny, that song reminded me very much of like early 90s acoustic ballads, like More Than Words.
Yes.
That kind of vibe. That's kind of what I was getting here. Like maybe even like a Backstreet Boys kind of acoustic.
No. Not Backstreet Boys.
But yeah, like that. I was definitely getting like a More Than Words vibe from this.
I know, and I love that song. More Than Words is all you need to tell me how you feel.
Okay.
Then you wouldn't be so blue if you tell me.
All right.
I love you.
Sounds good. Okay, moving down the list.
I played that song on the piano.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I sang I even sang to it well played. Wow. On the
even
piano.
Hit the high notes when he goes.
Well, no, not really.
That's tough.
But I think that song was really nice. I really it like was... it. I'm gonna put that in my top 10.
Okay. That was my
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna start making a top 10 list because you know what? I keep forgetting because we're going through so many countries. So I'm gonna start that.
All right.
Cyprus. Because I can't remember which one we talked about last show that I thought was really good, too.
Yeah. All right. So, moving up, we got Serbia with Bojana Stamenov and a song called Sio Svet Je Moi. I'm the worst.
Because, well, unfortunately, I don't know all the... You don't know all the languages in the world. That's just normal, Eric.
I don't know all the European language. Anyway, let's listen to this song from Serbia. Okay, it's very
Dobrodošao u svet, sakriveni let. Nikog nisam pustila, dok te nisam pronašla. Sa tobom sam ja, sve što nisam bila, bele zastave. Sam razvila, ceo svet je moj, gledaj me, letim slobodna, ceo svet je moj, nebo je granica. Nek sam drugačija, a u tvojim je očima istina, sa tobom sam ja. Nekad kao svila bele zastave, tebi sam razvila, ceo svet je moj, gledaj me, letim slobodna, ceo svet je moj, nebo je granica.
Whoa! What is happening?
Here?
as Serbia's entries, Bojana Stamenov.
Wow, that lady can belt it.
Soy Svet, yeah, Moj. Yeah, that last minute of the song kind of caught me off guard.
I'm so glad that they took that stupid sheet off of her.
Yeah.
Because they were projecting, so that she was kind of covered in a white sheet that looked like a cape or something. And then they were projecting images on it. And it just looked cheesy and dumb. And then, you know, she's a bigger lady. Mm-hmm. And it just looked like they just covered her in a sheet. Yeah. I'm like, that's so insulting.
And then the 2 minute.
And then they tore it off. And then I was like, oh, there you go. There she, you know, now here. She looks normal.
And then the song kicked it up into.
And then she started belting it. But the first part is kind of boring.
It is okay. But yeah. So that was a surprise. How many more songs do you want to play?
Let's do one more, I think, for today.
All right. How about you choose it? Let's not do an order.
Spain?
All right, fair enough. We'll do an order.
What did you say? Let's not do what?
Let's not do it in the order I have here, but Spain's fine.
Fine. You pick another one.
Okay. I was just trying to mix it up.
Yeah, okay. Well, it doesn't matter.
Let's listen to...
I was just trying to make it easier. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Do it.
Let's listen to San Marino. Now, this should be different because last 3 years we've had same singer.
Oh, yeah. The Facebook social.
She's not in this year. She said 3 years in a row is good. We're going to have some other people.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for having other people get a chance.
So representing San Marino this year are Michelle... Perinola and Anita Samancini. Chain of Lights is a song. All right, let's have a listen.
No, I don't want to dream forever of a time when peace was more than just a simple word. I want to find a better way of living. Tears and fears with friends, understanding and forgiving, must give this world the final chance.
I can feel life is changing, times are rearranging in so many, many ways. Let us try to make the world a better place. So light up the candles, let's illuminate the night. Just light up the candles, let them shine on deep inside. Build a chain of light for you, and a chain of light for me. And believe that we can change reality. Shine forever. Let us build a chain of hearts in a world that's blue and dark. So light up the candles, let's illuminate the night. And together, hand in hand, we will feel the love inside. Build a chain of love for you,
chain of love for you,
and a chain of love for me.
Chain of love for me.
We will let our vision change reality. If we all light a candle, we could build a chain of light. If we all walk together, we will feel the love inside. It's a chain of hearts for you,
chain of hearts for
and
you,
and a chain of hearts for me,
chain of hearts for
let's
me.
Let's create the world that's you, when there is
tonight.
If we all walk together,
yes, we should.
We will
yes,
feel the love inside.
It's a chain of life for you,
chain of life for
and
you,
a chain of life for me,
chain of life for
we
me.
We can build a peaceful world.
Okay, that was San Marino's entry. And that was Michelle Perniola and Anita Samancini. Chain of Light, what do you think?
You know, was it... Okay, Chain of Light, but then they said we can all light a candle, but there is never actually a candle in the little video clip. It's always just a cell phone.
There's a lot of cell phones, which I don't get.
Yeah, I don't really get it either.
So, I don't know what to think of this song. It's okay, I guess. Is that a thing?
It's very Eurovision.
It's very Eurovision. And you know what? You know, and it could totally surprise us in that it makes it to the finals and people really like it. I find that, at least from watching in the years past, people like duets.
And they like positivity.
Yeah. So who knows? It could make it to the finals. And then after that, we'll see how it does. But Chain of Light, that was San Marino's entry. So, okay. Is there anything else before you take off? So, you've been listening to Tip Tap Tap for the last little bit. We have talked plastic surgery, why you absolutely must 100% get it for yourself today, and lots of other things, also some Eurovision. We sort of threw the question in the middle, and I'll reiterate it this one time, in case you missed it. If you were to get one plastic surgery procedure, you had to get it, what would it be? Send in your answer to info@tiptaptip.com. Also, we didn't mention it earlier, but we have a newsletter, which I will be sending out this week. I know, I haven't sent out one in the last little bit, but there's going to be a good one coming up, so sign up at our website. Check it out.
What?
Hi, how's it going? How are you doing, Rochelle?
I'm spacing out.
You're spacing out? Okay.
Well, I like this song.
Yeah, it's a good song. So, is there anything else we should say before we take off? Nope. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay, bye.
Let's go have cookies for dinner.
Okay, cookies for dinner. Thanks for listening. Tip, tap, tip. My name is Eric.
Bye. My name is Rochelle.